My name is Charles Lane Cowan, and I'm a postulant for Holy Orders from the Diocese of Rhode Island. I'm also a student at the Seminary of the Southwest, a Midler MDiv class of 2018. This is my Advent meditation based on today's reading. On this day in 1955, Rosa Parks was charged with disorderly conduct for refusing to give up her seat to white commuters on a Montgomery City bus. Approximately 40,000 African-American commuters began a boycott, and after almost a year of legal battles, the Supreme Court ruled that the racial segregation of buses was unconstitutional. While racism and injustice were not obliterated that day, because of Mrs. Parks, the world around her was turned upside down, and a path toward justice was opened. Noting injustice in his own time, Isaiah indicts those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. To us, looking back to 1955 or reading the words of Isaiah, it seems obvious that justice was being ignored. What injustices are we ignoring today? Our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, is fond of saying that Jesus came to turn the world upside down, which is, of course, right side up. Rosa Parks took the accepted social norms and turned it on its head. Isaiah took the notion that the wealthy should feast and gather more wealth and turned that on its head. Jesus took the notion that death will vanquish all and turned that on its head. How will we live into Jesus' movement away from death and injustice into life and love? Let us pray. God of justice, life, and love, give us the strength to speak against injustice and the wisdom to spread your love. Amen.